Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS, the podcast. I'm Corey Quinn. Let's see what AWS has for us this week. Amazon EFS now supports up to 20 gigabit per second of throughput. And this is just a thunderous amount of data. It demonstrates just how far AWS has come from the it's mostly crap initial launch into what it's become today. One of my favorite AWS services. Amazon SES now offers support for headers when sending email. I'm sorry, I haven't ever used SES directly because back when it launched, it was pretty threadbare and other options were better. But are you telling me that it took until 2024 to get the ability to set custom email headers? How on earth is that even possible? AWS announces Aurora MySQL integration with Amazon Bedrock for generative AI. If I query a database and it responds with machine-generated nonsense, why do I actually need the database? On the plus side, this stands to save a boatload of money on database storage. AWS Backup now supports restore testing for Amazon Elastic Block Store Snapshots Archive. Huh. Historically, you had to use AWS Audit Manager to do this. While normally I'm not a fan of the 17 ways to run containers on AWS pattern, in this case, it's absolutely something that the backup service should provide natively. Nice work. Experience up to 40% faster stack creation with AWS CloudFormation. I really want to see some representative benchmarks comparing the new improved CloudFormation speed with Terraform. Does anyone happen to know where I can find such things? Please send it my way. AWS Cost Categories launches a revamped user interface. I like cost categories, but it's been an absolute bear to get started with. Hopefully, this new interface changes things up a bit. I'm a bit busy this week, so I haven't had the chance to go diving into the changes myself yet. Anthropic's Claude 3 Haiku model is now available on Amazon Bedrock. It can write haiku, but they aren't very good. Magnetometer. And finally, new European study. AI skills will significantly boost productivity and salaries. If the core thesis of this actually proves to be true, I have a hard time picturing Amazon as being anywhere other than directly opposing it. Please prove me wrong. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm Cloud Economist Corey Quinn. Onward we go.